And you're listening to Carib Voice Radio, and this is Elevation. This is Elevate Barbados coming your way. This is a Memorial Day weekend. We've got threats of showers all over the place coming down. So if you're in Georgia in particular, look out. It's supposed to rain today, so be careful in your celebration and enjoy yourself. Be safe. I'm telling ya. Yeah. Let me reload this thing for you. One of my favorite bands in Barbados. Nexus!
I run again for the girl problem. Boy, this year is a soca party, come jump it up. This year is a soca party, come jump it up. Yeah, this year is a soca party, come jump it up. This year is a soca party, come jump it up.
to watch anything. So you know you're fine.
Yeah, that's some tune. Oh yeah, that's how soca make you, but hey, guess what? We're about to get ready for crop over soon. So what's going on, Barbados, Atlanta, Georgia, New York City? Big up to the Consul General in Miami, New York City. I'll tell ya. And parts in between. Washington, D.C. Dr. Claire Nelson, how are you doing? We are live. Stay tuned. Keep us on the lock.
Carry Voice Radio. Believe it. We'll be right back.
We've got Arturo Tapin and Terry Penman Arthur with us this morning. Hey, look, the music is right here. You heard that? Did you hear that beat? You heard those rhythm exchanges, right? I'm telling you. So tomorrow coming up is going to be a community general meeting discussing, we'll focus around the Independence Day update, elections, West African Monetary Agency, and this is Lima, the Liberian Association of Atlanta. We'll be having their event online, Zoom. You can tune in to Care Voice Radio if you're already online. You can check out the flyer and grab the Zoom Connect. Come out, participate, support. I hope to be in the room. I have not been to the meeting yet, but I have sent several people to meetings previously scheduled, and it's just a little difficult. All right. You heard Terry Penman earlier and the music and everything else that's associated with that. But something in a real huge way is coming up again, where Barbados is coming back to South Carolina, okay? Charleston, actually. I was there several years ago, inclusive, and it was a wonderful experience, a wonderful journey, talking to Rhoda, meeting some of the people, great people, helping to put the organization together for Barbados there. So Barbados comes back to Charleston, the 29th of August to the 31st. Man, I gotta let you know, this is powerful stuff, okay? And when you look on the website, you go to the website, which is also on the flyer, and you can see that on our website, or you should be able to see it on our website. It'll be an awesome day. Welcome reception on Friday. I need to go to this thing, man. Looks good. 5 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. It's a free session. And then you have the Bridgetown Market Recreation coming up on the Saturday at Charlestown Landing. Now, this is going to be from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And there are different segments of pricing for this one. And then Sunday, you have the church service. That's also a free event. So look on the website, check out the flyer. Lend a hand, send a friend, tell a friend, bring a friend. Terry Penman, Arthur Blood will be there. And, of course, many, many more people in the building. You don't want to miss it. I have more information for you coming up momentarily. Keep us on the lock. Yeah.
Hey, Hey, this is Mahalia from the band 2 Mile Hill, and you are listening to CaribVoiceRadio.org, the edutainment station.
When life gets in the way, you want to remember one thing very urgently. Life is beautiful, and I'm always reminded of that because of the music in my life, in my space, the collective artists, the independent artists who share their music with us to help generate interest in their music, but also to share with you their heart, soul, and the passion for why they exist. So I'm going to bring to you Jose Hines, Beautiful. This is by far one of the most beautiful songs I've ever heard. Okay? And you can't make this up. These lyrics, this is what I call sustainable music. Take a listen.
All covered in their glory. See the stars in the sky as they shine so bright to tell a beautiful story. So how can I wanna take my life when this life is so sweet? And how can I wanna say goodbye when you gave me a voice to speak? Oh, oh, life is beautiful and life is sweet. When you wake up in the morning and you start to breathe.
Hold up. Let me do this again because I want you to listen to the lyrics, really. This song is a manuscript for life. You understand? When you get up in the morning, especially in these days, these times, when you have so much chaos going on in your life, it is very prudent for you to have the opportunity to have music like this in your space. Environmental conditions make it necessary. So let's go again. Let's take another listen. As the young lady said this morning that shared with me a quote. You know, you, for those folks who really know me, know that I love quotes because they create resiliency in your space. And this one is by Susan C. Young. Reframing encourages you to say, let's look at this another way. By changing the frame around a situation, you not only change your perception of it, but its meaning for you as well. If you were to take one painting and view it in three different frames, each combination would offer a completely different presentation. Your perceptions work the same way. This is true. And I know this because also I love art, and being a sponsor of the art show Barbados Caribbean Arts Fair every year, just about supported or sponsored, it's a beautiful thing to see that and to know that every picture on the wall that is being showcased has been reframed in some way, shape, or form. And such is life. Huh? Let's go. Here we go.
Hard, hoping he'd be inspired.
I'm thinking stick, ready to make that fire. So how can I wanna take my life when this life is so sweet? And how can I wanna say goodbye when you gave me a voice to speak? Oh, oh, life is beautiful, and life is sweet. When you wake up in the morning and you start to breathe. Trees all covered in their glory. See the stars in the sky as they shine so bright to tell a beautiful story. So how can I wanna take my life when this life is so sweet? And how can I wanna say goodbye when you gave me a voice to speak? Oh, oh, life is beautiful, and life is sweet. When you wake up in the morning and you start to breathe.
Yeah, fresh air, I'm telling you, it's more than that. We're going on a journey with Nikita right now. Oh yeah, I feel like a concert coming on here in Atlanta for Barbados. I'm just having a feeling. As Lead Pipe would say, that is just a feeling.
Jamaica, we over there. Back to the
Yeah, I got a feeling.
Hey guys, it's your girl Iska, and you are listening to CaribVoiceRadio.org, the edutainment station.
Ah. Oh, the weather just changed up. Yeah, one artist that I didn't mention earlier who will be in Charleston is Biggie Irie. And I did that on purpose because by the time this event finishes up in Charleston, you will be saying these words. Are you ready? Here we go. Boom. Oh, yeah.
This thing can be over.
That's right, you wouldn't want to go home. You get to meet Rhoda Green, one of the most awesome honorary consuls in America for Barbados. Keep us on the lock. You don't want to go home. Don't go home. It can't be over. It's never going to be over because Barbados is a sustainable nation. It doesn't matter when, where, or how you jump into Barbados or out of Barbados. You will capture the spirit of imagination from a historical perspective that can never be changed in terms of global history. And I say that with a resilience of feeling of heart, mind, spirit, and soul because it's so true. When you grow up a Bajan and you have the opportunity, or if you take the time to invest in creating an opportunity to study the history of your nation, knowing that you grew up on a plantation that was a part of a historical slave trade and rebellion nation, and now a nation that's building critical mass as a dot nation, connecting all the other dots around the world to frame everything into perspective, to bring the world to the center stage of conversation, is something that you need to smile about. Something that you need to behave very, very well about in terms of understanding your value. Because I know there's a lot of chaos on the ground right now in Barbados, and there have been chaos on the ground from the get-go. I've had to navigate it. I did navigate it. I'm still navigating it, and I'm not happy about having to do that. But part of life lessons suggest that You may not have started what you have to endure, but you're not responsible for where you come from. You are responsible for contributing to where you're going. And so what you contribute in society or to society in the climate that you live in terms of Barbados, is a valued asset that you must look at again and again and again and reframe your behavior to comply with helping, not hurting. And over the years, I've had to navigate that, but I understand the core of what I'm navigating, so I don't let it bother me as much as it would have if I didn't understand what I was dealing with. Behavior is a very interesting paradigm because it opens up doorways every microsecond in the world. I don't know what you were thinking a second ago when I said that, but guess what? You just created something in a microsecond. The music is freedom. It creates opportunity for knowledge to be perpetuated in our community. And then there are handicaps. People like to do evil things in silence, deify you in public after they've done evil things, or else be suggestive of the fact that you are an evil person. The truth remains bold for the same thing as good. There will be speakers who will speak good and people who will speak evil. There are people who will act evil and people who will act good. So what kind of actor are you? I know what kind of actor I am. And my acting is real life. It's not a game. It's not a story. It's a real experience each and every day. And I salute all those people who are thriving to continue to build sustainable wealth. Not just money, but thinkonomics that embraces a community for good. The discovery of who you are, what you want, when you want, where you want, so that you can have a good time in life. Like the song said before, life is a journey, but we're all in. It's about time that we get together together. Here's Blood with Attraction. He's going to be in Charleston coming up. Flyer will be on the website momentarily if it's not already. And I know if I'm saying it and the tech support didn't see it, then they're going to find it and put it up. Here we go. Are you ready for me? All right, let's go. Are we here? Boom. Do we have that tune? Yes, I think we do. Here's Blood.
Yeah. It's an attraction.
Just a little taste of what you're going to get in Charleston.
Start to wind it, wind it up. I love to see you winding up. Start to wind it, wind it up. I love to see you winding up. Start to wind it up. I love to see you winding up.
This is Caribbean Voice Radio.
Start to wind it up. It's the rhythm inside our way.
Every time I come
Oh yeah, my mind is going crazy. Crazy, Arbre. The Obster is back. I'm telling ya. Let's do this again. It's an attraction. It's an attraction! I'm gonna tell you something, I'm not interrupting the music anymore. Okay, I told an untruth. Yeah, big up to Ghana. This is the weekend where it's going down for Accelerating Africa's Growth Conference. Africa Union Day. Barbados will be in the building in Ghana for the Accelerating Africa's Growth. We're rising again. I'm telling you, we're back to the attraction.
Yeah, it's an attraction.
Do you know what I'm saying? We stickiness. I think Bill Gates called stickiness. Stickiness. 25, 30 years ago? Man, that's long. I'm getting old, really. Is that true? Can't blame the brother. He's a multi-billionaire. If you want something, you have to build stickiness. I don't care what everyone is saying. It's an attraction. People will not buy, sell, or trade with people they don't like. You have to have some level of attraction to that individual in order to want to do anything with them. but it's a conference or anything else, okay? And we have a big thing coming on. I wish Dosi was here. I'm going to try to connect with her in Ghana and have her come in and tell us something if we have enough time left in this show, hopefully. And if not, we're going to set up, hopefully, especially after conference interview, because it's probably too late right now. But this is what Barbados represents. This is Elevating Barbados. Everyday lessons, encouraging values, aspiring towards economic sustainability. And that is what the nation of Barbados requires. That's why my workshop is focused as a constructive action on building critical mass for those things to happen, for myself and for others. If I'm just thinking about Aubrey, then that's not a value. If Aubrey is thinking about Aubrey and someone else, then now we have good value, because the mind and brain and body are similar. Huh? When you stop and think about your belief system, when you stop and think about the idea or the ideal of believing in God, guess what? Didn't God pause for a moment and decided to give birth to you and share the spiritual deity rights of creation with you? You are a procreator, but you're wasting a lot of time being hateful, being greedy, unnecessarily so, envious, anxious, and professionally stupid in many ways. But those are the fruits of the Spirit. Those five things that I just said are the fruits of the Spirit for destruction. If your motive is to build strength and share your wealth, qualified and shared wealth builds communities. Not oppressive behavior. You don't need the officer to tell you that. You already knew that. But the beauty of a spirituality is to understand that you have to navigate motives. That's the big thing. That's why straight talk, I come to you direct. I tell you like it is from my perspective. I ask questions. I gain summary proposals from people. Tell me what you think. But I always check my motive, have to. If I don't check my motive, my passion will wane. And I'm not interested in having my passion waned. I'm interested in having my passion elevate. Elevate entrepreneur. Elevate the world. Think local, grow global. Be all you can be in this moment. Is all I can really truly tell you. Because that is the spirit of imagination. Stay tuned.
Hey, this is saxophonist Romero Graves, and you're listening to CaribVoiceRadio.org.
That's right.
Oh, baby, I love you. I need you. You're the one. Baby, let me do the talking tonight. While you a groove, just listen to my voice. Been so long since your day in my life. You already know you are my Mr. Right. Who can strum me like you? Can rhythm and drum me like you? You complete me in every way. You will always be my baby. You bring a vibe that will never go away. For no other one, me baby. Every time you play in my always steady. Come skank and rock with me on it. I'm so in love with your reggae. No calypso, no soul, cannot sweet like you. No jazz, no hip hop, no rhythm and blue. A reggae run things all the world know I do. That's why me sit down up and I hold you for you.
You're my endless love.
You bring a vibe that will never go away.
You're my endless love.
Keep me jamming to you now. Body
wet.
Things where you do, nobody never do it yet. Now them a try to break the bond where we share. Life's in a series of the perfect.
say yo, this one up, you know. Reggae and me ting so put me from the show. Like Cinderella want put me in the back. But me and reggae music has a right on top.
You're my
endless
love.
You bring a vibe that will never go away.
You're my endless love.
Keep me jamming to you. Nobody never do it yet.
Yeah!
Hey, this is saxophonist Romero Graves, and you're listening to
CaribbeanVoiceRadio.org. I have to say this. Lady Virtue is an artist that I met virtually many years ago. And I wanted to connect with her because her reggae is powerful. The lyrics in the reggae is an original way of thinking. And I'm going to try to reach back out to her again because it's time to rebirth a program here on Carib Voice Radio that we started many years ago. Val Steely Keys was the host. And what we do here on Carib Voice Radio is part of the extension of the voluntary behavior behind journalism that came out of New York. And I'll tell you more about that this year. This month, coming up in June, because I'm going to craft my storyboard as a commitment to having you understand why I am the way I am, how I think, how I get involved, how did we get here? Some of the missteps that I've taken, because a lot of people are under the impression that I don't make missteps. But I do. And then I get excited about those missteps because instead of looking at them as a failure that will create negative progression in my life, I convert that pain into power. A lot of people would say to me, Arby, well, that's really deep. But for me, that's basic thinking. When I start speaking at a level of debt, you're going to have to get your pen and paper because it's going to open up a conversation. And I was reminded by that. And of that, by a young lady who recently purchased my book. And the strangest thing is that I have not seen and had not seen this young lady in 50 years. And one day I got a phone call from a friend, and his storyboard in my life is very powerful too. And I'm going to share more about that because I've been asked over the years to talk more about Aubrey and how I got to where I'm at in terms of mindset and behavior and accomplishment. And I'm going to start sharing that beginning June 1st because this is now hypersonic time to roll out the conversation so that people get the understanding who my friends are, some of them, who my enemies are and why. Because sometimes people become your enemy without even realizing that they've never said a word to you. And people don't get that sometimes until you start breaking it down. And I've had those incidents in my life. But I want you to understand that you don't have to do that for yourself. When you put a caravan of people together who are thinking like eagles, when the hawks show up, the eagles will still win. So one of the major thought processes that went through my mind and go through my mind is eagle versus hawk. And I'm thinking maybe I watched too much Buck Rogers or something because I remember the hawk fan. And if you look at the guy who played the lead role, and I just mentioned the name, you would know that I'm thinking of him as the eagle, Buck Rogers. So I'm a sci-fi guy, and I like sci-fi movies. Star Trek the whole generation thing. The actors, I look at them then and now and in between. LeVar Burton, exceptional. You know, a literary scholar in my mind. And a part of the major conversation for Roots, where I first learned about Swahili. And I never thought that I would end up in a space where a lot of people I know speak Swahili. And I would never have thought of that I would ever be conducting a workshop in English and Swahili. And I did that. Elevate Entrepreneur program was taught for the first time during COVID. And I smiled so much because a translator was in the room. An actual physical person who was part of the commencement ceremony. And it was such a beautiful experience because all of the fruits of what I created were in the room in that moment. Even the language was the original way of thinking. Swahili, English. That's eagle versus hawk. In the English is the hawk. Swahili, well, I don't have to tell you what that is. You already know. And streaming is sci-fi. It's science. And it also brought me back to thinking about the pinhole camera. But let's not get into that now. That'll become a whole different conversation. But as I get ready to sign off, I've been happy to be with you this morning. My tech support team has been going through a storm. I want to thank them for making sure that I was able to go live today because we had a mix-up. And I always try to create backup plans and then backup plans on backup plans to do what I need to do. I'm not always successful, but I'm glad that I have a team of people around me that can get things moving. So as we build up and build out and strengthen what we have, we are creating our own all-digital university based on the behaviors and the knowledge base that we created eons ago, kept some of it to ourselves. Now we're going to put some of it out there because one of the things I learned in life is don't tell everybody all your business. So if I tell you everything, then what do I have left for me? You know what I'm saying? It's very important. So thank you guys for listening in. This has been a wonderful show for me, just checking the pulse of what is going on. And I'm promising you that I'm going to try to get this station up to 24/7 again because it's a passionate part of who I am and a passionate part of what I want to do. And the people who have dreams and visions are also a part of that. And for me, that kaleidoscope means more than anything else because when you have a team of people who are working cohesively, you can do anything, anytime, any place, and succeed doing it. It's a wonderful experience. Well, that's my take on it, and I'm getting ready to get out of here. And hopefully we'll be able to continue and build up and build out more, as I said. Okay? Now, we have to leave this room knowing that we are one flag, and that flag continues to strengthen its value each and every microsecond. Not every day, every microsecond. So stay tuned. Here we go. Omar, thank you for this one.
A Quantum Studio production. You know it's true. I told it is ready for this. I'm taking this time out to say happy birthday to all my people in Barbados. All my fans, all my loved ones. And most of all,
remember, every day that you have a dream, that's a birthday. A vision, that's a birthday. And the closest flag that comes to ours is Sweden.
All my people, I don't want nothing else in the air but that one flag. Yeah. Raise them up in unity, show that we are free country. I'm a bitch and proud to be, so raise a flag to let
We are gone out of here. I'm telling you. Well, Jojo, we are live on the air. What are you going to do? You got something to say?
I have something not listening.
Oh, you got what are you saying?
Can I go to my friend's house?
You want to go to your friend's house? You know we are live on the air, right? You can. Oh, do I have the mic open? Yeah, I do. Well, guys, that's a little joke between me and my son right here. I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your day. And listen, stay committed to your dream, your goal. Bring your values center stage because that is the key to everything. Take care. Bye-bye. Did I just say goodbye?
Bye.
All right. You said goodbye? Okay. So what are we doing?
That's what they say. One time more.
Carry Voice Radio.
Believe.